OpenWrt is a highly flexible and customizable open-source operating system based on Linux. While it was originally created for embedded devices like routers, its versatility means it can run on a huge range of hardware, including travel routers, home gateways, Raspberry Pi boards, and even old laptops and desktop PCs. With a fully writable file system and robust package management, OpenWrt lets you add, remove, or configure software packages to shape your device exactly how you want it. In this little guide, I'll show how I took advantage of that flexibility by turning a spare laptop into a powerful OpenWrt access point, breathing new life into unused hardware and fulfilling my need for a WPA3-capable wireless access point. Unbelievably, apart from my Android 15 phone, I have no ready-made devices that support WPA3, either in WPA2/3 mixed mode or WPA3 solely. This makes testing OpenBeacon support for WPA3 in its many forms, OpenLN, OpenRTL, OpenBL602, etc., a little tricky. Android AP might be okay, but I want something more flexible. I have a spare HP ProDesk 400 G4 with Intel 802.11ax AX200W NIC, but no MHF4 connector aerials at present, and a Dell E5570 12GB, 512MB SSD laptop with an 802.11ac Atheros QCA 6174 and a dodgy gig LAN port. Maybe the Dell would make a good AP router with a USB network dongle. My journey starts by burning the full Ubuntu 24.0.2 LTS desktop ISO to a 32GB memory stick with Rufus. There are probably smaller distributions that would do the job we'll need it for, but this is easy and has a desktop GUI and Firefox. Boot off the memory stick and choose to try or install Ubuntu. Go through the initial steps. I chose not to connect to internet until you can choose to try Ubuntu, where it'll drop the wizard for the desktop. I couldn't remember what the wireless NIC was in this at first. It can easily be identified with command LSPCI in terminal Qualcomm, Atheros QCA 6174, 802.11ac wireless network adapter, RAMP32. The onboard Intel adapter is E1000 compatible, so the drivers built into the OpenWrt base image already cater for that. As mine is dodgy, I need to know what my cheap USB NIC is. I already know what is it from Windows, but command LSUSB is run to confirm. Realtek Semiconductor Corp. RTL 8153 Gigabit Ethernet Adapter. OpenWrt base image does not include drivers for this. The laptop has a 512MB SATA SSD, and I'd like OpenWrt to boot off that. Download the EFI or non-EFI, depending on your device age, and if UEFI boot is selected in BIOS setup, generic combined images from the latest stable release under x86/64 targets, e.g. generic ext4 combined EFI.img.gz for me. I ran gparted to delete partitions on the SSD. I'll be cloning the .gz file onto the drive, CD into the downloads folder, or wherever you saved IMG file to. Command LSBLK to check main drive name, SDA. To clone to drive, adjust file name and destination to suit. Terminal reboot command to reboot. Ensuring secure boot is disabled in the BIOS, OpenWrt should begin to boot. Image shows my dodgy NIC going up and down. The default IP is 192.168.1.1, which conflicts with my router. After isolating it on its own network or disconnecting router, access can be gained through the browser from another device in the same subnet. Through network interfaces, edit. Change the IP to something free on your network. Add the subnet mask 255.255.2550 in my case to be expressed as 192.168.1.255 in OpenWrt. Save. I had to go back in to add gateway because it was in the first edit already assigned the interface. 192.168.1.1. Under Advanced Settings, specify a DNS server. 8.8.8.8 equals Google. Under General Setup, check the Ignore Interface box to disable DHCP. Save and apply pending changes, rejoin main network reconnect router, and browse back to Lucy on new IP. If the wireless interface was detected, there would have been a wireless menu option under network. There wasn't. I need to install packages for the Qualcomm and the Realtek. Navigate to System, Software, and Update Lists. Use Search Filter to find relevant.